views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, here we are, our Sunday church, our Sunday get-together, our Sunday meeting place, our Sunday love community. I always look forward, really, every week to being with you. And, you know, there's some pretty heavy expansion going on here, but boy, it's certainly challenging all of us. Very challenging time. So when I asked the channel what I was supposed to go to today, it took me to number 15. No, not 15. That was later. That I'm going to get to 15. It took me to, I claim this for all energy and all dimensions, which is number 5. And I went, okay. What am I supposed to do with that? And they gave me 3 pieces of information. So again, the statement is, I claim this for all energy in all dimensions. And this would, of course, be the balance and love that we are all desiring to live in right now. So the first thing they took me to was the song Happy Birthday. And what that means is we must begin working with all energy to create the world of love and balance that we are so desiring. What happens is when we work with our energy, most of us focus on us and our immediate world. My energy, what's going on in my life, going on in my family, in my business, right? But they want to expand, first of all, the energy that we are and where it exists everywhere in the universe, and all energy, period. That when we are claiming love, claiming open chakras, when we are claiming open hearts, that we are doing it for our energy that exists everywhere, and we are doing it for all energy, period. And remember, everything is energy. That's really all there is. Energy will take different directions according to our focus, and the expression of energy can be many different things to many different people, but in essence, everything is energy, and energy follows direction. So, the more you're in fear, the more you are fighting the love within you, like arguing with yourself about how special you are, then the more you are affecting not only your energy, but the energy of the one energy, because it's all big one pool of energy, one big loft, remember last week. Okay, the second thing they took me to was core belief Number 40, which is God betrays me, I betray me. So if we believe that God or the one energy or other people betray us, then we betray ourselves. And if we betray ourselves by not knowing how special and how worthy we are, then we betray God, because again, it's all one energy. All energy cannot follow our strong positive desires if we are in the belief that energy, call it God, call it the force, call it love, call it other people, betray us. And all energy cannot follow our strong positive desires if we are betraying ourselves by not knowing our power and our strength and our specialness of the creative force that we are. The third thing is, and this is really important, listen up, guys. I want you to go to any and every kind of physical imbalance you might be dealing with, whether it's arthritis, cancer, tremors, weight, headaches, joints, heart disease, dizziness, confusion, forgetfulness, any kind of physical imbalance, because we're going to come together right now, stop what you're doing and focus. Open your hearts. Open your chakras, align your heart line, claim that we are aligned with Source, and now we are directing all physical imbalances that are limiting the balance of our happiness that have been passed down to us genetically. Another way to say that is all genetic belief systems that are keeping me physically imbalanced and out of happiness, I am claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I am that I am. And we are claiming this for all energy in all dimensions. And then they took me to sheet 5. Now, all of this that I'm referring to, you can find on the sheets, which you can get with the balance program on IMD Wallace. And they took me to the sheets and reminded me that we have not used the phrase, I am that I am. The last 2.5 years, they said, we have literally been exploring and expanding our understanding so that we know the power of that statement. I am that I am, which means I am everything that I think I am, that I claim I am, that I know I am. I am that. And that is the power of our creative force, is that we are the energy that decides what energy we are. So we compiled this sheet years ago, and they took me here to show me that weight isn't among the 46 things listed on this. We've got Parkinson's and chronic fatigue and prostate and hormones and asthma and cancer, but weight isn't on there. So in their teaching what to bring to you, they brought to me that I need to add weight to this list, that when you claim I am that I am, they want you to know your heart opens, your chakras open, your Hara line straightens through the ID point, that you move into the knowing of, I want the highest answer, I want to heal, and I want everything to balance. When you say and hold the knowing that that is the I am, that you want to create yourself as. So I am that I am the balance, the love, the joy that creates everything, and so it is. So they took me to that to have me add weight because, as you know, the next webinar is on weight creation, weight management and weight creation on September 13th from 7 to 9. And what we just did affects weight, whether you weigh too little, whether you weigh too much, whether you're just fine, like me, and still think you need to lose weight. That's going to be my first question to Dr. Verdeci on the webinar is, when you're within 5 pounds of your desired weight, how do you lose those last 5 pounds, which has been my challenge, and how do you keep it off in a healthy way, right? Well, so they want to give me some information right now. So here we go. Sheets, song, movie. Well, first movie I went to, and it's not usually, was E.T. And again, the message is, if you love yourself in a continual stream of consciousness, you will always choose the choices that create what you want to create, which in my case is the weight I want to be at with those 5 pounds off. So it's not so much about the weight, it's how I feel about myself. And I've got to love myself unconditionally to create the weight I want. And they're saying now that that ties in a lot to stress, because when we don't love ourselves, we go into stress, and a lot of weight is stress related. Well, okay. So now can I go to the calls? Wow, didn't expect to get in all that stuff. We're going to start with Anna in New York. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, thank you so much. So, interesting stress related topic. So I just called in to get an understanding of what it is I need to know about the stress that I'm experiencing. And yes, it does affect my weight. And the other half of that is my siblings, specifically my older brother, has just given me a wonderful new opportunity to work on releasing stress.
Okay.
Giving me a real charge.
So, Anna, They're saying what you have to release is the belief that worrying and stress are going to create what you want. It's not literally about stress itself. It's the belief that stress is needed in order to create what you want. And we, you know, have talked about that in a lot of different terms, especially, you know, the brain program that I've been doing. I think I've read this to you before. We would rather master disappointment than embrace thriving. But right. You can't embrace thriving when you think you've got to suffer or grieve or be challenged or conquer in order to get where you want to go. So now they want to give you a core belief. And you know, if that she's bringing this in, anybody that's on the show, it's yours too. So we're going here, 2, 3. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Well, you know, Anna, we've done a lot of privates together, and I can't tell you how right on that is for you. I don't know what I want. I want to be free, and I don't want to have to take care of everybody anymore. And I want to get my money in control, but I let my family run my life. That's a good example of I don't know what I want. And if you don't know what you want clearly and make a commitment to get that, no matter what, you are going to create stress in your life because you're fighting yourself. I want it, I don't want it. I want it, I don't want it. I want it, I'm guilty about having it. I want it, I don't think I can do this. I want it, I don't think I'm worthy. That's all the stress that we create in ourselves because we're fighting ourselves. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got to get clear again. You know what you want, baby, but then you never give yourself what you want because you are ingrained in the struggle of taking care of everybody else, right?
Yes.
Okay. Stop it.
I actually watched that video.
Well, watch it again, knowing you're watching it from the perspective of where you called from today. Okay? Mm-hmm. Bob Newhart, stop it. Anybody wants to get it in a funny, comedic way, go watch Bob Newhart, stop it. All right, Anna, you know what to do. You just got to take the steps now. Anna comes first. Anna comes first from divine love. Anna takes care of Anna first from divine love. And then, you know, she looks to see what is going to empower the people that she loves, not save them.
Yes.
Okay, baby. Thank you. Boy, everybody needed to hear that one, especially me. We're going to Lee in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
I suppose the
okay. Try and get your question really succinctly stated.
Okay. When you were talking about the energy of betrayal, self-betrayal,
uh-huh.
betrayal of the one, betrayal of God, that one pinged me. And I guess what I'm wondering for is what can the channel guide me with respect to releasing that energy of betrayal or transmuting it somehow. So
okay,
that it
guys,
coming
all right,
back.
I'm going to, again, you see, I teach this almost every week. So I want you to get it now, all of you. Go to your love place right now. Go to wherever it is that opens your heart and feel that love. Are you there, Lee?
Yes.
Okay, you can't betray yourself when you live there. It's the easiest lesson in the world. But we don't do it because we like to stay, you know, in mastering disappointment instead of embracing thriving. The world looks like it's going to hell in a handbasket. Let me go to my love place because that's the truth. The other stuff is an illusion. Love is the truth. So if I truly love myself and live in this state of experience of love, what are the highest things I can do for me? You know, like my show has ended. I just filmed the last episode. For a lot of actors, just having a steady gig, that would have been an answer for them. For me, wasn't an answer. I needed to have more challenge than I did on this particular show. Did I know that I was blessed with a steady gig? Absolutely. So now, if I love myself, I want to create a lot of other steady work, whether it's a film or another series, where I'm challenged, where I'm respected and honored, and I make a lot of money. And it allows me to live a balanced life with my family where I can practice perfect health and joy and serving myself. And That is how you don't betray yourself. That is how you create for yourself. Do you understand, Lee? Okay. But you got to do it from the place of love, guys. Because if you go out and you do all your busy work, and I should be doing this, and I should be doing that, I'm going to get the website up, I'm going to... If you do it before you enter the state of love, you're going to get limited creation. The most important thing you can do is to enter into the state of love and joy, and they bring it in constantly in so many different ways. And yet we go, yeah, well, that's not a nice spiritual thing. But it's not. It's really a scientific brain thing. When your brain is in the state of love and joy, it sees all possibilities. And that's how you come through for yourself the most. All right, baby. You know how to do this. You just got to choose.
Hi, that was really clear. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. And Miss Phyllis, you're up.
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, Dee.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
I think I told you my mother died on Friday night.
Yeah.
And all this work I've done, you know, having been out there in June, it's just going back to the basics. I'm just so pissed at what's going on, you know?
Well, you're pissed, Phyllis, because you're in grief. And you're in grief, they're saying, because you feel guilty. And there's nothing to feel guilty about. She created leaving exactly the way she wanted to create it, by enabling the people that she had been enabling most of her life. Look, now she's free. Now that she's free, she's going, what the hell was I doing? Right? You have to, we all have to allow people to leave the way they want to leave. That's part of what they came in to study and create for themselves and learn about, right? And now she's going, well, I'm not going to freaking do it that way again. So she got it. Yippee. But it's not your job to feel guilty about it. You know, I did a lot of work around myself, around the guilt of my dad's suicide. But bottom line, when I started doing this work, and Est was really the beginning of my awakening, you know, bottom line, when I got objective and looked back, there was not a dang thing I could have done. Not if I had been a full adult, knowing everything that was going on, because my mom did everything she could. If my dad was going to commit suicide, he was going to commit suicide. That was a part of what he needed to learn about his own self-worth and creation in this lifetime. And he's still kind of sad about it, they're saying. He's saying. Right. Still kind of sad, you know? But he's working over getting over his sadness so he can come back and, you know, create it a different way again. So we got to remember, again... did I send out that e-blast or is it coming out on, I think it's coming out on Monday, you know, that if we could just remember that everything is one energy and it just goes back into energy and nobody's really gone or lost. There's nothing to feel guilty about. Guilt just holds everybody down, including their energy, because it kind of keeps them, they kind of feel like they have to continue to take care of us. Right?
Right.
So,
right. You know, as far as dealing with the siblings and just that, I guess, you know, what I got earlier from the call was this thing like, I am divine love, take care of myself first. Because,
yes, ma'am.
I mean, communicating with them is just not even. It's not even.
It's not in the cards, Phyllis.
No, not at all.
And the more you try to go against you.
Yeah.
See, that's where you're arguing. I want to take care of me and love me. I feel guilty. You know, I should go control them and handle everything. So which one is it going to be?
Yeah, taking care of me.
Yeah. Guys,
I just need.
We have never been given permission to do that, and I'm telling you, you have got to step forward through divine love, not through ego, through divine love, and say, okay, how do I take care of me in this situation first?
Right.
And then how can I take that love for me that I'm filled with, that makes me powerful, out into the world in a positive, loving way? Okay?
Yeah, I get it.
They're giving you permission to let go, let God, and not feel guilty, Phyllis. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Okay.
Love
You're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Uh-huh. Guys, it's hard. They're crossing that word out. It's challenging because, again, we think we need to go into the struggle in order to be successful and get to where we want to. And it's the struggle that holds you back from that very thing. Kathy in Illinois, you're up.
Hi there.
Hi.
I had to smile when you started talking because my question was, I just wanted to check in and see if the vitamin support and things that I'm doing are helping and keeping my organs in good condition. And you were talking about health.
Yep. Yep. Well, we've been talking about health, whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, dimensional, or emotional, ever since the call started. So,
yeah.
Kathy, they're
yes.
saying in that question is your answer. Where there is doubt, you weaken the results.
I know. That's
well, okay. So why do you want to keep the struggle alive with doubt? What's the fear? That no matter what you do, you're not going to be healthy?
I had blood work done a couple years ago, and the doctor said, well, your A1C is a little high, and it's like I lost weight. It's creeped back up a bit, and I'm just concerned that, you know, I'm looking at something more serious. That's
you have absolutely no proof of that, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. But you're going to create it if you keep focused on it.
That's what I keep thinking.
Well, so stop it. My God, you guys. You're all coming on and saying, this is where I'm screwed up, Dee. What do I do about it? And if you know this is where you're screwed up, you stop it. I'm not going to think like that. I'm going to be in trust. I know that I'm the director of my own energy. I know all energy supports me when I hold my focus on that. And that's what I'm going to do. And before I do anything, I'm going to move into love and the expression of love and hold that feeling around my health. Are you doing the weight webinar?
I haven't signed up yet.
Well,
important.
I would think about
okay.
it because
oh,
you're
yeah.
going to get information about all this. But they want to give you, okay, we're going to a core belief. Here, this page, here. I'll never be good enough. Okay? I'll never be good enough to create who I am. So I'm going to doubt my abilities. I'm going to doubt whether I'm the God of me. You know, I'm going to... doubt if these vitamins are working. I'm going to doubt if my health's going to be okay because I'm just not going to ever be good enough to know. And I'm telling you, snap your fingers and go, I'm good enough to know. And I'm going to keep focused and feeling my love around I'm good enough to know. And I'm looking at a sign that I got from Dana that I cut out and put on my computer that says, you already know enough, Kathy.
Okay.
You already know enough about knowing. Do you understand, guys? All of us know we're the God of us. Some of us just remember more, and some of us keep ourselves from remembering. And when you allow yourself to remember and get in touch with that, you're free. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Now do it, Kat. Don't just hear me. Be my Baptist preacher with you today. Start living this every day, and you will see your life starting to change.
Yes.
Yes? Okay,
yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, my Baptist preachers. Okay. You know, yesterday I had a transition party when I think I shared with you one of my oldest friends has gotten the news that he's making his transition, and he asked all the old group to get together, and then he wasn't able to make it, but we got together anyway, and we FaceTimed with him, and we celebrated him and raised toast to him, and it was just a joyful, positive, loving day about a subject or an experience in our lives that could be, if we let it, very dramatic. What's your choice? Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hi. Hello, Dee.
Hi.
Hi. Happy day to you. I'm on the absolute right call. So my mother passed away this month, and along with a loving little kitty cat. And I'm actually feeling really peaceful about that. And so I've decided now to turn that caregiving to me.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You
yeah,
know,
I mean,
and she's coming through right now, Jennifer, and she's saying, Jennifer, please don't grieve for me. I wanted to get the hell out of here.
She did. I knew
yeah,
she did.
She
and I
really
like,
wanted to get the hell out of here.
She really did. And at the end, I looked at her and I said, Ma, we're just going to keep you comfortable. And she died in her sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went the way she wanted to go. You know,
yeah.
She said the things she wanted to say. And there's nothing that's going to give her more joy than you taking care of you now. What does every
yeah.
mother want? They want to take care of their kids. Some
Absolutely.
Of us are better at it than others, but the heart of a mother wants to take care of her kid.
It's so great. And I guess my question is, does channel have, is there any input from channel about what's going to be maybe the top thing for me to start
yeah.
with now? Because I'm,
yeah,
I'm
they
open.
Want,
I mean,
I get a yes on that. They want to give you a core belief, this page. Yeah. The biggest thing is whatever you have to do and anything you can do to move into the experience to solidify once and all that I am the God of me. I am that I am. When you claim that, I am the love, I am the openness, I am the open heart, I am the joy. I am the God I want to be. And this is the God that I want to be. And I am the creation of that. Just focus on that, Jennifer, because hold on. Within 3 months, if you can hold your focus on that while you're in that feeling of love, and this is for all of us, not the 3 month part, but for all of us, your life will change around dramatically.
Love it.
Into more joy and possibilities. Okay.
I love it. Do you have anything in your on your website or so forth that I that you could direct me to help me work on that or you know?
Oh my gosh,
help with that work. Yeah,
just about everything, baby.
Okay.
I would go.
Okay.
I would go into this into the webinars.
Okay.
Look at the webinars. Look at the classes, and you'll know. You'll feel the hit. of some things, you know, the empowerment exercises, that's a great one. That's all about, you know, going into the love and the joy and everything. Okay. But there's so many webinars and so many training. I mean, there's, but you'll know, they're saying you'll feel, if you're in your heart, you'll feel the ones that are going to serve you the best. Okay.
Great. Great. Thank you.
All right, honey. Thank you. And congratulations for embarking on solidifying this knowing within you, Jennifer. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You bet. And we're going to Sandy in North Carolina.
Good morning, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
Everything just, you know, as usual, brought forward today has been very helpful. Just for me, what my original question or comment is that I've had a lot of physical imbalance in my upper right shoulder area, and it comes and it goes, it comes and it goes, and I'm doing
Sandy, there's a movement that you do, because when you said physical imbalance, my pendulum goes right to no. Does anybody switch? No. Everybody wants the highest answer. Yes. So there's a movement that you do with your shoulder that's affecting it kind of locking or freezing at times. So now that you're aware of that, watch the movements with that shoulder that you repeat, like throwing a ball, or it could be, you know, as it's the same thing as working at a computer and, you know, getting the thing in your wrist. It's kind of similar to that. A physical therapist probably could help isolate what kind of movement it is. It's not over your head. It's, do you do a movement where you bring your arm from down to up a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to start noticing. I want you to change that movement and adjust it, even if you need help from a professional to do that, not a doctor here.
Right.
And see if that helps alleviate. Now, you've got to give it some time, because the muscle's kind of in distress right now. Or the tendon. They're giving me the word tendon more than muscle. Not
okay,
a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's, I'm pretty sure it's a repetitive motion that you're doing that's exacerbating that area. Okay.
Right. Yeah. There's the way I sit at the couch, on my couch, and also I love to garden. So I'm pulling weeds all the time, and it's repetitive.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just not quite sure how to change that motion of pulling up, and, you know, like when you're pulling a weed, you go down and then you pull up. So how to pull weeds without that motion is
interesting. Maybe. Is it your right arm? Is it your right arm?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you can dig with the trowel with your right arm and pull up with your left arm for a while.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah,
just see if that makes a difference. Okay, baby?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
You know that sometimes their pictures are pretty clear. Kim in Phoenix, what's up?
Hello, Dee. Loving the call. It's pretty darn amazing, as usual.
Thank you.
Just want to give you an update. The roommate is officially gone.
Good.
Yeah, so I've been quite happy, and my really good friend that came by, she stayed the whole day, and we cleansed the house, saged it, and white candled it, and so life is
okay,
lot better.
But
with,
Kim,
what?
You still have not shifted within you. The roommate represented, that's the highest word? Distrust is the highest word. And again, we address this in the first of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whenever we are out of trust with other energy, we actually are betraying ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that is, your roommates were the gift that you gave to yourself so you could see this pattern of distrust that you needed to heal within you. Whether you
mm-hmm.
ever have another roommate or not, Kim,
mm-hmm.
this is something that you really need to address.
Okay.
Because it's going to affect a lot of other things, including your work, including your acting, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Is there
wow.
anything else? Yeah. So, I am that I am. I am the God of me that is choosing to be in trust of all energy. Now, your mind wants to come in, guys, and go, well, that's BS. They did this and they did this, and look what's going on in the country, and look what, well, I can't trust North Korea. Okay, where you hold yourself equals the creation of your life. Okay, there is no reality other than what is perceived. Let me say that again. There is no reality other than what is perceived. So how you see the world is up to your choice. And that creates the reality that you live in. So start with you. Your world will change. I promise. I work with mine on a daily basis, as you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
when I shift stuff within me, my world starts to shift. People
mm-hmm.
people change. Other people come forward. Problems dissipate on their own. But you gotta trust yourself to try it. See? And it's in trusting yourself to make that first choice that the biggest challenge of creation is. I trust myself. I'm going to make the choice to feel good, keep my heart open, keep my chakras open, be the I am presence that I am choosing to be. I'm going to make that choice. And every step I have to take to support that, I'm committed to. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was doing that this past week, but maybe I need to ramp it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's all it is, they're saying. You just need to ramp it up and hold it more consistently, and that's what we're all doing, baby.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Kimmy.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Yep, all of us. I mean, she just expressed the challenge that's been put before all of us here. Right? Okay, we're up to this. Iris in Philadelphia. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.
I worked a little bit with that insomnia stuff that we talked about
yes.
last week, and I think that helped.
Good. You
yeah.
think or you know, Iris?
I know. Right. Thank you. I know that it helped. And seeing a little more, I guess, awareness coming to the surface. I think just that being in trust was helping me hear my own guidance more. Which is
well, of course,
good.
Guys, if you're not in
yeah.
trust of yourself, why would you listen to anything you have to say anyway?
Or hear it. I think it was just...
Or hear like, it.
Yeah.
Because you're closed to the possibilities.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you know you're the God of you, you want to be the God of you that's opened up to hearing all the possibilities of the creation of what you want. How do I do it? Everybody this week, I want you to stop and go, okay, how can I? How can I? Not, oh my God, this is going to be hard, or what if this happens, or I'm not blah, blah. Okay, this is what I want. How can I take steps to create this? And I remember that the first thing I have to do is open my heart, open my chakras, feel love and joy, and then commit and go do it. Right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I think I've answered your question. Did I?
Yeah, it was just the keyword permission has been coming up lately.
Yes, and nobody can give you permission, Iris, except you. I'm giving you permission. The channel's giving you permission to give yourself permission to be the God of you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
So let's even take that further and everybody just claim right now. Go to your love place. Woohoo! Go to your love place. I give myself permission to be the God of me, to be the I am presence that I am. And so it is. All right, love. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Dee.
Okay. I don't have a name here, but I'm going to go here. The number, area code 339-223. You're on the air.
Hi, Dee.
Yep.
It's Liz.
Hi. Who is it?
From Massachusetts. Liz from Massachusetts.
Hello, darling. Okay, what's up?
I just have a question. What an amazing show today, Dee, as somebody say every week it is.
Thank you, Liz.
I have a question. It is, even though with the show, it kind of got most of it answered, but I was in a wedding last night, and this family, they are friend of me, like, for a long time, but I noticed that I wasn't feeling at peace there. I wasn't, like, it's not that I wasn't happy to be there, but I wasn't a sort of, like, complaining, like, in my energy, even though I wasn't verbally complaining, but I was definitely, like, inside myself.
Okay, Liz, hold on, because I've got your answer. I don't mean to interrupt people, but when it comes in, it comes in. You didn't feel like a part of the group. And that, you didn't feel accepted. What was that about?
That is absolutely true. I created a story that I realized was I thought it was part of the family, and I sort of felt like more like an outsider. But it was
That's your story. Nobody else was sharing that story except you, yourself, and Luz, right? So if you loved yourself as the God of you, is that the story you'd want to choose?
Definitely not.
Well, it's interesting here. We got to stop for a minute because I expected it to go to no, but I'm getting a yes. So you're choosing to feel as an outsider because... Now we're going to a core belief here. Oh, that's one of the ways that you create not accepting the power of your own creation. Well, I'm an outsider and I'm not a part of everything. And that's one way you betray yourself and take yourself out of your power instead of going, you know, how would it be, guys, if we knew that everybody in our lives loved and honored us and supported us and just went, oh my God, they're so special. Thank God they're in my life.
Doesn't that feel better?
Feels better, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's your homework that you get to play with this week, is getting up every morning, and my intention in this day is knowing that I am accepted and a part of every group that I want to be a part of. I am part of the family of mankind. I am part of the energy of the energy. And I want to experience that in this day. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You for sure you want to shift your brain around so your brain gets that. All right, darling?
Awesome.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that was a good one. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much. I, this week, am wondering, I had some healing done the other day to help me digest and process life better, since that's a really huge issue for me. Is there something I'm missing, whether my lungs?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you, in order to process and digest life, you have to process and digest yourself. So there's one thing about you that you're not letting yourself know, Maria Sheets.
Okay.
But give me a song, please.
Sound of Music. That's the only thing that comes to mind.
Okay. So this, when they give me the Sound of Music, it's always about joy mixed in with fear.
Okay.
Okay. So here Maria was, and she found the love of her life, and they had this beautiful family, and everything was so harmonious. And then the Nazis came, and they had to escape for their lives and leave everything that they loved. So the fear is, and this is a past life thing, but it's also an experience you've had in this lifetime, where you've been in fear of having to leave the things you love. Is that resonating with you? Either it loves you or you have to leave it or something. Ever been a divorce or a death or any of that is okay, so now that, hold on, they're going to take me to a core belief. Here. Okay. Basically, it's about not knowing what you want.
Okay.
So, if you're having a hard time processing things, it's because you haven't truly decided what you want. So I'm here, I'm there, it's like, and this isn't in accordance with your health, but it's the same thing as, I know if I eat that, I'm going to get gas, but I'm going to eat it anyway because I like it. That's not knowing what you want. What you want is to feel great. And so you make the choices around feeling great that you need to make. And that's where you need to focus. Right now you're focused on what's wrong instead of how you can move into feeling great. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's your answer, baby.
Is there somewhere else I should be going for medical care?
Nope. I get a no on that. Go within. Go within yourself. Use your own light. Start using your light to create your health. Be the God of you that directs your health, Maria. Anybody switched? We want the highest answer. Yep. I get a no. Again, not a doctor. If you feel like you need to go somewhere else, then you do. And you can go to many, 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 many places. And if you still are doubting and not doing your own love work internally around your health, again, you get limited results no matter who's helping you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby. Thank you. We've got time for one quick last call, Catherine. What's up?
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I've been working on doing better health-wise and getting myself in alignment with releasing weight and so on. And I'm just want to ask simply if there's anything that the channel has for me that I need that's blocking me from succeeding.
Well, yeah, you're not loving yourself enough. Enough. You love yourself, but you don't love yourself enough. Okay. Do you have a habit of taking it off, putting it back on, taking it off, putting it back on?
I haven't really. I actually put a few extra pounds on the past 3 or 4 months. So not years ago, yeah, it was yo-yo, but lately, no.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're going to something that happened back then, because that's about what your weight is. So hold on. More than 10, more than 20, more than 15, 16, 17. About 18 years ago. Good God,
okay.
I'm so bad at math here.
I was 41. Okay.
It would have been around, like around 1999 or something like that.
Oh, my mother passed away.
Okay. That's the core of your weight. You still haven't let go of the grief. And so your weight is staying on to protect you around the grief, literally, so you don't feel it so much.
Okay.
Okay, so does that resonate with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so again, guys, people that have crossed over, no matter whether they've gotten killed, committed suicide, died from natural causes, had an accident, whatever it is, it's just another part of their experience. They've moved on, they're free, and they wish to God you would too.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Yep, that's your answer, guys. Oh, my gosh. We got through so many people, but I wanted to get through more. Ah, I feel like I run a marathon every time when we do this show. I'm so high and joyous and just, you guys just, what a community, you know? Look at the information we brought in 1 hour. All right, we know what we have to do. We have I am that I am, and you better have a really powerful, loving, joyous definition of the God you want to be. I am that I am that God. I am that definition of who I am that I am choosing. Woof! All righty, a lot of information about weight came in too, and you can see it's not always about the physical weight. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Join us in September for the webinar. Just know how much I love you. Go out, be joyful, and open your hearts, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.